This segment, folks, is brought to us by Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, Heavenly Bread Pudding, which is available at Brookshire's and Brookshire Brothers, and the Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related.
Well, folks, let's head up to a lake that you may know about or you may not, but when we get through visiting with guide Bruce Bullard, you're going to know a lot more about Pat Mays Lake up north of Paris. I've fished Pat Mays. I used to fish it a lot years ago, but I'm getting reacquainted, and I'm going to be up there soon doing an article. But Bruce, thank you, man, for spending a little time this morning with us.
I appreciate your invitation.
Yes, sir. Well, the Pat Mays is, I tell you what, it's hard to beat as far as scenery. It's a beautiful lake, good camping up there. Fishing, I know y'all were catching a ton of small crappie, every report I was hearing, and then plenty of keepers mixed in, but is it kind of still a pattern like that? A lot of little fish to get a few big ones, or what?
Well, Luke, this last week, the pattern's pretty well been the same. There's been a lot of little fish caught, keepers now and again. Now, these last 3 days, it seems like the brush started picking up some better crappie. Not great big ones, but quite a few 11 and 12-inch crappie was caught off the brush this past week. And with all this rain we're having, it looks like that trend's probably going to continue as the water is fluctuating. It really makes a difference on Pat Mays on how they bite. But looks like we're going into a typical June pattern of big fish are starting to move out to the brush, deeper timber, about 18 and 20 foot of water seemed like the key for the last week, and it's that's going to continue on. 15 to 20 foot of water ought to get you in a mess of crappie if you find the right place.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the key. All that tons of rain we had back, week or two, couple weeks back and all, and then on previous to that. So a lot of fresh water in there. Bruce, down there at Pat Mays, as far as catfishing, channel cat, I don't know about blue cats in Pat Mays. Are there many or any numbers of blues there?
There's not a great big number reported. I'm going to say there's not a whole lot in there.
Yeah.
It seems like most everybody catches channel with a few blues mixed in here and there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're getting into the time of year when so many lakes, for going back to strictly channel catfish, holes baited with range cubes. That's something I've done for many, many, many years at Tawakoni. Many lakes, Cedar Creek, a lot of different lakes, is bait holes up with range cubes, sour grain, and then use some kind of cheese bait. Do y'all, many people down there fish for catfish like that now?
There's quite a few people with baiting holes of sour grain here, and going back in later, like you said, fishing with doe bait of some type, or earthworms. A lot of our boys like to use earthworms up here, running the lines or fishing rod and reel.
Yeah.
And it seems to work out real well, especially with all this running water we got coming in.
Yeah.
Catfish really like them worms.
They do. Just, in other words, not necessarily. Night crawlers used to be a whole lot more common than they are now. I live around a bunch of, there must be a little piece of land where I live, must be 200 oak trees right around the house, and scratch around those leaves. Used to find some night crawlers. For some reason, just regular old earthworms is what I'm seeing now. Is that what you're talking about, just regular earthworms?
Yeah. One I've been around are just good-sized earthworms, like you said, just underneath oak trees and such. A lot of them have a little pile they keep caught up just for the worms come in.
But yeah.
Night crawlers, like you said, it's hard to come by a good-sized night crawler nowadays, seems like.
And you start, I don't know what the deal is with night crawlers. I bet a lot of people listening can remember not too far back, you go out and scratch around the leaves, and, those rascals were fast. They'd almost like a little snake. They'd run around, crawl around real fast. But, no, I haven't seen a night crawler here where I live in several years and used to. Need to look into that. That's might want to create a bed for them and start raising some because, it's kind of hard sometimes to scratch around and find the earthworms. But with all the water, worms are, they're pretty common now. They're coming to the surface.
Yeah, they're pretty common right now. They're washing up everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody wants to make a bed for them, it ain't hard to do.
You know, Bruce, trot lining is something I know bass fishermen and trot liners. If a trot line is set and marked and ran regularly, it's okay. I mean, I trot line in a creek quite a bit, up Feeder Creek up above Lake Fork, catch a lot of channel cat, you know, on that trot line. But and I grew up there, you know, not far from Pat Mays over in my dad owned the Dimple store back in the 50s, and then I was raised right on that, what we call the Dimple Hill, about 6 miles north of Clarksville, and we would go up in Pat Mays wasn't even thought of back in those days, but we'd go up into southeast Oklahoma, what is now, you know, Broken Bow Lake, all up in that area, and trot line and have a big time. But I know Pat Mays, I used to know a gentleman, Mr. Turner, years back, that lived in Paris, lived next door to my sister and brother-in-law. He was a major trot liner there at Pat Mays. Used to catch a lot of nice catfish there doing that, you know?
Yeah, trot lines are still a good way to catch catfish on Pat Mays. Like you said, as long as they take care of them and do them right, most of them are pretty well thought of.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a legal way to fish. And granted, it's not near as much fun as setting that hook on a fish. But there again, you go up and grab the end of a trot line and you feel five or six of them pulling on it. That's kind of fun, too. How about bass, Bruce? I know you're a bass fisherman, and I think maybe you fish tournaments some, don't you?
I fish most of the tournament, the charity tournaments we have on Pat Mays, big part time. I don't do any club tournaments much anymore.
Yep.
I still love to chase bass, as a lot of people do.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you what, when we get together, I am going to bring you do you remember the old mechanical frog?
I remember the mechanical frog, and they had the eel, and I tried them all.
Well, the gentleman, this is kind of not to do with immediate fishing reports and information, but Frank Pierce, 24 years ago, he called me up, and he says, he's the one that invented the mechanical shad. It's a spring-loaded bait where you pull the string, and it's like a Swiss watch, really. It's not a toy. But he had them in Walmarts and Bass Pro Shops everywhere. Then he made a gazillion dollars in other ways, and kind of that went by the wayside, Bruce. Well, last winter, he said, Luke, I brought the mechanical frog back. It's called a 22.5, and mechanical frog. I've got some. I'm going to bring you some. And when I do see you down there, I've been fishing with them just a little bit for bass on some stock tanks, and they'll literally eat them up. The leg, both legs flip on these things, Bruce. And Alan down there, I'm going to get down there and visit with Mr. Alan Ballard there, you know, and hopefully get to see you at the same time. But I'm going to bring him some, too. He said, I've still got one of those mechanical frogs in my tackle box from 25 years ago.
we won't talk about Alan and his mechanical frogs. I bet he's got more than one.
No telling. Yeah, Alan and I have been, we've never fished together, but we have been friends for, he came out to a little deal in Hunt County in Greenville. It's called, they call it the Luke Clayton's Rendezvous. I'm going to get them to change that. But anyway, I get to see a lot of people. I've got to meet Alan. He came out there, you know. And super nice fella, heck of a good fisherman, you know. But the bottom line, if you want to catch bass, let's talk about them just for a minute or two. If you're right, you know, June pattern for bass up there.
Well, this year it looks like with all this water fluctuating, It is going to be a hit and miss. I mean, Alan and myself fished early this week one day, and we had a good day, and then next went back 2 days later and had to really work hard to get a bite.
Yep.
And, I mean, they're in one day is all depending on the barometric pressure and the cloud cover, if they're tight to cover right now or going to be tight to cover. And all this rain, our lake's been, it go up for a little while, then it starts dropping. And when Pat Mays is dropping, it just about kills the bass bite.
I know that's right. And I talked. Yeah, I talked to Alan a little bit too about some sand bass. He said they'd been pretty, if you know where to look for them, been pretty regular, you know?
Well, Alan reported me that there was a couple of days that he got into them pretty good in super shallow water, and I hadn't hardly seen any. I hadn't caught any. This time of year is kind of rare not to catch one while I'm crappie fishing. Mm-hmm. But they are making a good comeback, Pat Mays.
That's good.
It's pretty good size. Fishmen caught again.
Well, that's good.
We're getting there.
Yeah, it's good, buddy. Well, I'd like you to leave your number for someone that wants to know more about Pat Mays or wants to you guide up there and wants to get in a boat with you and go fishing. How do they reach you? What's the best way?
Luke, I can be reached at 903-249-3098. I'm wide open. I keep my schedule open. So anybody wants to go fishing, I'd be willing to take them out and see what we can do.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to getting with you and Alan in the near future again. And, fishing with you guys, but also keeping us tuned in. A lot of people do not know about Pat Mays Lake for some reason. We've discussed that, maybe because it's a little bit off the beaten path, but whatever. But my goal is to get the word out and get more people up there fishing. We'll catch you back, maybe in a couple of weeks, get another update. How about that?
I appreciate that, Luke.
Folks, that was what I like to call another real-world outdoor segment, Nuts and Bolts Hunting and Fishing Talk. I want to remind you, Pyramid Air is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Simply go online to pyramidair.com to check them out. Mill Creek Ranch Resort down in Canton is an awesome place to stay. Private cabins that you're escorted back to. Check out Mill Creek Ranch Resort, folks, right there near the trade days, really, just right across the road there. MillCreekRanchResort.com.